Notes and Acknowledgements. Excerpt. I was my own gravity, enclosed in overlap. I occluded myself to feel like myself, a bound thing, an ancestor of what I couldn't feel. That oculus of a buried archive dug down in the dark like a hole for me to enter as water. I wanted to be myself so badly, I made myself into a shape that had already promised to hurt me. So badly, I shook the letters until they left me no choice but to announce I'd given up. I drowned myself in the sounds I couldn't make. I asked myself to be long, like the water of me, the wound of me, and I meant it, even when I could not contain it. Shouldn't have tried. So I asked for the person I loved most inside me to leave. I danced and performed myself in all the forms I could image myself into. If I tell you my borders are not real, you're forced to see the quasars spin, forced to see movement at the edge of the atrocity photographs that are so violent they've had to pull themselves from their timelines down into an unseeable mass. You're forced to see them move as light, as dance. Dance, a mechanism of survival for the Armenian people. Between battles, warriors would dance, their pinkies knitted together, circling with the velocity of a we I can't access. This we, a we to honor their survival, a we to defend the edges of the place you love with the outline of things you make yourself into. What do you ask a caravan of survivors, of survivors, of survivors, except to survive? I asked them to stay with whatever version of me I could manage on the absurdity of the page so we could dance in front of the gaps their bodies made in the archives. I called to them so you, reader, might see us dance, full of water, of life, not spilled in the fields the Turks made barren from care, using the American Empire as an example of how. I asked myself to stay a little longer, just a little longer inside the shape I'd tethered myself to, until the vibration of me was too strong to contain the mass I'd accumulated and I collapsed. A black hole, a point of tension shelled in knowing. I'd left open the shroud of my ancestral tongue. I couldn't say I love you, so I said it in cut fruits, just like my grandfather had, just like he told me his father and his grandmother had. I was taught how to make silences, and then I taught myself how to make them visible. Still, I can't say anything in my great-grandmother's dialect except with my body, this body that survived through her body's survival. I opened the wounds of the names that hadn't been spoken for generations and mispronounced them. What did you expect? I wrote about places I should have been and wanted revenge like it could cleanse me. Righteous in anger, I drew myself apart like those photographs of the genocide had taught me to, destroyed myself away from the air, from life, to live as someone without ease. I laid down into the shapes I'd seen and hoped would make me feel less. Less guilty. Less alone. Less. To miss it less. To miss Hayastan less. To miss life less. To miss being someone without shame less. As if that longing could lay outside my body on a page. This was the fallacy I clung to. Wrote into. My fingers rested on an ink that didn't satisfy the urge to know. All I knew was that I couldn't make it easy for you, reader. Show you a spectacle without the cost of looking. I'm not here. We have erased the me that could have written this. I turned to my shame, a shame that was mostly my oppressors, and said we, so you couldn't say no, not me. You couldn't redefine the stakes of agency with shock. Let's hold our pinkies high, like we're mountains, holy, sacred, the Caucasus Mountains, that we are a we that never had to leave, never had to be this formulation of we at all.